A Horwich sandwich shop has offered to step in and help those left in the lurch after the shop closure of a local tea room. Viv's sandwich specialist has said that it can help people who had vouchers for Poppins tea rooms, which closed unexpectedly earlier this year. The popular cafe, themed around the classic 1964 Disney film Mary Poppins, was well known for its distinctive decor and crockery. When management announced Poppins' closure, they posted a message on Facebook to refund those who had vouchers. However, customers are saying that they have not yet been refunded. Now, Viv's sandwich specialist has offered to help voucher holders. The Winterhay Lane shop, which has no link to Poppins, is trying to see what they can do for people following the closure. Viv's has been there since 1998, but under the present ownership for the last 5 years. Owner Lee Seal said, "Obviously, there is a lot of doom and gloom around with the rising cost of living, and I've seen people aggrieved at vouchers and promises of refunds. So we thought we should put something out there to try and get some positivity out of it and see what we can do for people. I can't promise to fully honour the value of the vouchers, as I don't know what they are, but we have asked affected people to get in touch. We do afternoon teas, albeit takeaways, but if somebody can get something out of their lost vouchers, then it helps them out and hopefully they will return again. We are just trying to get some positivity out of a negative situation." Poppins tea rooms could be struck off from Company's House after the most recent accounts and confirmation statements have not been submitted. Once a company is struck off, it ceases to exist and can no longer trade or send or receive money. Anyone who feels that they are owed money can register as a creditor. They are not guaranteed payment, but will be kept informed about the case and are allowed to vote on decisions at creditors' meetings. For further information on registering as a creditor, visit www.gov.uk/register-creditor-bankruptcy.